Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number three of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is filling in for Bob here, and we're going to get back to Fred in just a minute. I just want to remind everybody, if you can't help out RBN right now, go to republicbroadcasting.org or visit us online. Give us a phone call. See if you can help us out. You know, I sympathize a little bit with what John was saying a little earlier on the show, if you were listening. I mean, when you get to the point where you have so many people who've done so much to get us over four-fifths of the way to the funding we need to keep this network going, and you're just a little shy, I mean, how do you let down the people who've done so much already? And you really are in kind of a bind, because I've been there. I started a thing a little while back called the Right to Redress, and I just could not get the computer people together. I kept trying to talk to them about what we were trying to do, and they built me a website, whoopee-doo. But they couldn't make the thing work. And I had people who donated to get this thing started, and I felt so bad because they didn't donate a lot. Some of them like $15, you know what I mean? But I couldn't get the thing up and operational, and I felt like, how am I going to call these people back and refund their money, because I just couldn't get over the top on this deal. It really puts you in a bind. And I called or contacted a bunch of them. You know what? They all said, hey, just keep it. Great people. That's the kind of people they were. But it wasn't a lot of money, really. But the thing is, when you're in a situation like this and you're really trying to keep something going, and you've got some faithful, I mean, really, people who've really done a lot to put you over, and we were over 42,000, if you heard what John had said, and we got to get up to 50. I mean, there's some people who made some very big contributions to keep this network up. We need to get over the top, friends. And so if you can help us out, please do. We're running ads, of course, to make revenue. But a lot of us, you know, we do this out of the love of what we're doing. That's why I'm here. That's why Bob Tuscan is here. That's why our people are working. And that's what we're all about. So if you can, visit RBN and the website, republicbroadcasting.org. And give us a little help to get us over the top. And we will continue, because that's what we intend to do. Now, we will also continue with Fred in California, if he's still there. Fred, are you still there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here. I can recall a phone call I made to John Stadtmiller and Ron McDonald. And Ron McDonald's book, They Own It All, Including You, is what got me into RBN Network. And I can remember calling him one day and saying, look, you know, I have to tell you, I'm scared. I'm scared of my own government. And I can't deny it from what I'm learning. And I've never felt that way about our own government. And I'm more scared of them than I am of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, because they got a damn good reason what they're doing. But, you know, we're the biggest terrorists of them all, you know, and it's so frustrating. you know, the blowback. People can't recognize it for what it is. And I'm sitting there thinking, when are we going to get to a point where paying taxes becomes a moral issue? And it is. You know, I'm frustrated, too, because I'd like to see more stuff going on out there. But, again, I would say, and I'll repeat this again, Bob, your son, in that short few remarks that he made months ago, it just put everything together of why we're here together as callers and hosts. It's because of our kids. It's because what are we going to lead them? And that's why I'm active, and why Mark calls and all the Freds are calling. And I just hope good comes out of it. But I don't think impeaching Barack is going to do anything. No, he's still a puppet. You got to go way up the puppet strings to get to the puppeteers, and I don't know if we can do it. But
well, you know, here's one question though, Fred: would impeachment of Barack Obama, alias Barry Sotero, or whichever way around you like to fit that, would that nullify his executive orders as being illegal? I think there's a question about that. I mean, you can't just say that, well, he's done things that are illegal in office and we'll accept right. all of his executive orders as well. You know, I lived, of course you did too, I'm sure. We lived through the Nixon resignation. And right. I think some good things came out of it. Like a lot of people, you would probably agree, they went back to sleep and they thought, okay, well, we got rid of Nixon. But it really didn't help us with having Ford and then Carter. You know, and we went into massive inflation trying to pay off the Vietnam War, but it did kind of bring an end to that ugly fiasco. Even though we lost the war, I think they would have continued it by proxy for the next 10 or 15 years without, I mean, just weaning the U.S. troops out of there, of course, because it was so unpopular. But I mean, you know that better than I do. But,
I was in between two firefights in Vietnam, and I had my voting ballot in my shirt. And I'm sitting there voting, it was around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and there was a break in this firefight. I thought, I gotta get this thing voted, you know. So I voted for Nixon back then, because anything to get us out. But, we're all on a list, I'll guarantee you, callers and talk show hosts, and that's what makes you guys so brave. You really are. When I tell you guys you're patriots, and all those talk show networks and shows, all those people that are trying to challenge the system and make a change for the better. I mean, you guys are heroes. All of us are, you know, we're sticking our necks out. So I'll leave you with that. And again,
appreciate
thank
it,
you for
yeah.
what you do. And
well,
donate.
We're all in together, yeah. Like you said, if we don't speak up now, then forever hold our peace, because that's what will exactly happen, you know. And
that's true. And Bob, I'm not kidding you about your young son. I mean, he made a statement in a few gurgles and a whatever, and it did. It just brought everything back down to why we're doing this. So, anyway, thank you, guys. Let's get another caller on. Thank you.
Hey, all right. Sure, appreciate it, Fred. Thank you. Yeah, you know, all I can say is that I, like a lot of people, and this doesn't, I don't want to espound any phony humility. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's not about who we are or our courage. It's about the fact that, friends, we're in trouble and we have to speak up. And it doesn't matter whether you have a microphone or you know, you're on the job or you're talking to people. I mean, we have to speak up, and it's happening. I don't think the New World Order calculated how powerful the internet was going to be. I think they realized that they could control people. And I don't give these guys that much credit. I mean, come on, look at the bumbling, idiotic, stupid things that Obama has done over and over and over. I mean, they're really not all that smart, to be honest with you, or they wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. You know, I mean, look at the people who follow him, you know, who obey these orders. And, you know, there's all kinds of underlings that are a part of these operations, and they know their boss is nothing more than a blatant, I'll let you fill in the blank. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, these people aren't really that smart. They think they are. See, that's their issue. They think they're smart. But we've seen it over and over. History has proven time and time again that sometimes the biggest machinery comes down very quickly due to the little chinks and flaws in the design. And I mean, let's face it. I mean, if God wanted to, he could basically put an end to most of our high technology in a matter of seconds just by telling the sun, let's give him a little flash, let's give him a little EMP, and kind of shut the lights off in the United States of America and maybe over a good portion of the Northern Hemisphere for a little while. And let things cool off for a little while. And it could have something to do with something that big. And, of course, we've seen these things, you know, the Carrington effect. We've talked about this. The possibility is there. All kinds of nature, natural calamities, if you like. All kinds of things like that can happen. You know, I mean, it's not like we're stuck in this situation. I mean, things can happen, and they do, okay? So we'll be right back after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more, maybe take some more calls.
The Bob Justin Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is riding in here with you to kind of hang it out, and it's been a great evening so far. We've had a lot of good calls. If you want to weigh in, of course, we have our numbers open, 800-313-9443. And we hear from a lot of folks out there. And I know, you know, some people are outside the country. If you're outside the country and you get through, you know, if you're in Canada or, you know, Costa Rica, Mexico or Philippines or way out in Australia, we'd love to hear from you because this is a worldwide fight that we're involved in, friends. It's not just the United States. We are talking about the human condition, the human rights that are being violated all across the world. And I do emphasize that as bad as it is, these people aren't that smart. You know, don't give them too much credit. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing the stupid things they're doing. I mean, look at Barack Obama. You know, the biggest problem that we have is that the people who should be waking up and making sense out of this aren't really taking the stand that they should. Look at Congress. I mean, look at the failure in these churches to deal with the political issues. You know, friends, the mark of the beast is a political system. You know, I mean, come on, let's get real about this. John the Baptist was beheaded for commenting about the adulterous affair of Herod. You know, I mean, look who was dealing with Jesus. It was the higher echelon of the Jews who didn't like him. And the Romans, of course, were trying to get out of the deal with, Pontius Pilate was trying to get him off the hook. That's what the scriptures say. He was determined to let him go. And, but they screamed out, you know, and threw dust in the air and said, "We have no king but Caesar. We have no king but Caesar." Wasn't that very identifying? Come on. You know, I mean, the reality is, you know, these people, don't have it as together as they would like to make you think. And I've even bought into the idea, I don't know if you will too, but the idea that, you know, the whole concept behind the NSA spying is to make you think you're being watched, so you get paranoid and frozen up and you can't speak. And, oh, what is the government going to do? Well, you know, I know they're real. I'm not going to deny that. You know, they're not, I'm not going to deny that, but they don't win in these things. They never do. They never do, because they can't take a good man down without drawing attention to the evil that they did in the way they did it. You know, it doesn't help them to try to attack somebody who's telling the truth, because it only emphasizes the problem. You know, we need to kind of gear up and get ready for something big to happen, and keep hoping and praying that it will. But a big part of it, you know, it does rely upon us to take our position, to speak the truth, and don't be afraid. I'm telling you, friends, you know, I've lived long enough to tell you that, you know, there are times when I said something about a certain circumstance and situation, and I knew it was bad, I knew it was going bad, and a lot of people were kind of drifting into sleep in a bad circumstance, and it was going to get worse, and you could see it was going to get worse. And this, honestly, to be honest with you, had a lot to do with some ministries that I'd been involved with, and said, "Hey, this thing is going sour fast." And I left, you know, and they came back to me and said, "Man, it was worse than you said it was. Oh, man, you don't even know how bad it really got. It was worse." You know, and I said, "Well, I did say it was kind of bad." I said, "Oh, you were right, man. Oh, you know, I mean, you hear the word back, you know, down the road. Oh, man, it was that, you know, don't be afraid to speak up, because there's going to come a day when you're going to say, I wish I would have said more. People are going to hear you. They're starting to listen, just as John Stadtmiller said earlier. We're picking up an audience on this network, RBN. We're getting out there. We are on satellite. We are on these micro broadcasters. We are on the air. We are on the internet. We are on podcasts. We're going everywhere if we can, you know. I go everywhere, man. Hey, we're doing it. You're taking us there. We're going there. You're part of this. This is a team effort, and let's not be afraid." I'm kind of reminded of the story of Hezekiah. It's an old biblical story, okay? But, you know, it's a good one. There was a very large Syrian army that had just about scorched the entire earth in the path of where they were going. They were headed into Jerusalem. And they were out there, you know, shaking their spears and rattling and making all kinds of noise. And they were saying, "Give up, give up, give up. You know, all the other gods have never saved the other nations we've torn down and destroyed. And your God is not going to save you." It's an oops. They just went over the line there. And Isaiah said, "Don't even worry about them. Don't even worry about it. Don't get upset. It's all taken care of." They went to bed one night, and the next morning they went out. There was 180,000 corpses, 180,000 corpses lying dead on the field. Okay? Overnight, they were gone that fast. And all they did was went out and took their gold, their silver, their stuff, and, ooh, stay away from that ugly thing there. Stepped around the dead bodies, man. You know, one night, 180,000. Okay? 50,000 men died at Gettysburg in, what, 2 days? July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I guess it was. By the time it was all over, 1863, 50,000. A little over 50,000, I think. biggest battle the United States has ever fought against ourselves, North and South. 50,000. That's not even a third of what was out there dead on the field the next morning. That's why these stories were written down, friends. It was a pretty big deal. 185,000, I think it was. Something like that. Anyhow, you know, things can change very quickly. And, you know, don't be dismayed. The end is not yet. Okay? You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars, and we have charlatans and anti-presidents, such as Barry Sotero with his aliases and names and phony, you know, motif of his entire life is a lie, you know, everything about him, you know. And I'm just saying that, you know, don't be terrified to the point where you're paralyzed by faith, by your fear. Have faith and not fear. Kind of stumbling around on my thinking, but I think you get the idea here. You just cannot let this stuff grip you and paralyze you. And we need to stand up and tell people the truth. Look them square in the eye and say, well, where did you hear that? Oh, on the news. Do you realize that about only 30%, 40% of the people out there believe the news on the mainstream? Are you in the dumb category now? How long has it been since you woke up? What did you hear on the news? Oh, that the Flight 370 is still missing somewhere out there by Perth, Australia? Really? And how long have you been following that stupid story? And right, and we're supposed to stand behind Mr. Barack Obama, Barry Sotero, when he tells us that the Crimeans should not be allowed to vote for whom they want to belong to as far as their country and their referendum. Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's very odd that people still believe in all these lies. So, do you ever look at World Trade Center 7? I'd like to go into churches, and if I were to talk there, I'd say, okay, before I talk, before I say anything, I'm not going to go into details. When I say World Trade Center 7, WTC 7, how many of you really know what I'm talking about? Just to see how many hands go up. You know? You're going to see about 25 or 30%, maybe, something like that. I'm just guessing. It could be much more in some churches, but maybe only 5 or 10%. So I'm not even going to go into the details about this. I just want to find out how many people are really awake right now. Because if you're getting ready to listen to me, the other 70% of you might as well just leave. Unless you want to hear something that you're going to need to hear, you need to know. You know, I mean, you know, Jesus got rid of dead weight and dead wood fast. He had no time for these people. Remember that? He had, what was it, 4,000 or 5,000 people following him after they got a free lunch. And they said, oh, we'll make you king. We'll follow you anywhere. And he said, will you eat my flesh? Will you drink my blood? Many of them who followed him turned away and would follow him no more. He said, it doesn't matter to me. And then Peter said, well, hey, we were having a big movement going on here, and you just killed it. He said, it's all right. Come on, guys. I'll give you the info. I'm cutting the dead weight out of here. We don't need these people. We don't need all of these people who don't really have any reality or are not committed to what we're doing. We really don't need them. What we need are people who are ready for it, and can handle it, and will stay with it, and help us, and work with us, and we'll work together, and we'll make a change here. You know, it only takes, what, 10%, like it did in the American Revolution, to change the entire outcome of what came about. Be right back, friends.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues the last half hour. And I said we would go to the phone lines, and we will. And Mark called back again from Oregon. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Steve. And thank you so much for letting me come back for a moment here. I just found it to be really relevant to the overall situation that not only this country faces, but actually the whole world at this time. And that is that we are under God's judgment. Now, I don't know if you accept that, Steve, but just to break it down very quickly, when it comes to abominable sins unto God, which he lists, two of those abominable sins unto him, one is homosexuality. The other one is putting, as the Old Testament verbiage describes it, putting your sons through the fires of Moloch, okay?
Yeah.
And that's just basically infanticide and a satanic ritual sacrifice, as well as abortion is the same thing. Now, can we expect, with more than 60 million babies who've been slaughtered, I mean painfully, okay, and with the legalization of homosexuality in this country now for some years, and the glorification of it, and just more and more. Almost every day you hear about another state that's legalized homosexual marriage, you know, and it doesn't speak of women that I've ever heard of or read in the Bible, but I haven't read the Bible through and through. But it does speak of men being called faggots. They're not called gay. They're not called happy. They're called by a terminology which actually describes the essence of what is being described here. So can we expect things to turn around by human means when we're actually under God's judgment, which has no mercy beyond his mercy for his children, and it's actually on all of us, including his children, because his children have not relied on him to stand up, to combat the evil, to speak out against it. It was occurring, and that's how we got here. And this was always going to be the inevitable destination that we reach, what we see in this country and even in this world today, but in particular America, that we could be anywhere else than where we're at today when we have allowed, and also when many have committed, you know, the sins which are abominable to God, the homosexuality and the abortion, and by sins of omission, by allowing it, and sins of commission, by committing the sin, that we're all come under judgment now, that this is only scriptural, that this only follows in God's word what I'm saying here. Can we actually come, you know, bring our heads above the surface of so-called current events, which are traumatic, threatening, and they're meant to be. And Satan is controlled by fear as a control mechanism for eons. So everything is as it always was. There's nothing new under the sun here. And the only solution now is the only solution that ever was. And you'll read it all in the Bible about when people drew close to God as a nation, or when an individual did, God came into their lives and he brought healing, whether it was a physical and or spiritual and or mental healing. But it was done. And Jesus showed it by example, the desire of God to heal. If only people would have faith in him that he can heal. And we've forgotten this all these years, his people have. And we've taken the prosperity that was injected into this country beginning in the 1960s and the 1950s that was already becoming prevalent, and by the 70s and the 80s overall, we've had a lot of prosperity come into this country, and all of a sudden it was all taken away. And God also says in his word that he manages the nations. He rewards them, and he penalizes them, and he blesses them, and he brings them under judgment by the leaders that he installs in those nations, that he allows it to happen. He allows Satan to have his way and to put all the glam and the glitter around these candidates, and they get in on the first term, and then you can't get rid of them. And this one just happens to be the worst one yet, because by every sign, Steve, that we're given in the Bible to know the latter days, this is the latter days. And I've talked to you before, told you before, informed you before about the scroll of Bush, and that the Middle East peace treaty is very close on the horizon. And from everything I've gathered in Scripture, which is not to say I'm a Bible scholar, but I have listened to a Bible scholar before, very recently, several of them, a number of them, and they all agree that the Middle East peace treaty will be the treaty with hell. It will be the treaty that the Antichrist is described signing, which I forget the exact other terminology for this particular treaty at this time, but it will partition Israel. It will partition the Temple Mount between the Muslim and the Jews, and the new temple will be rebuilt. And that's what this treaty will do. And Obama, as well as Kerry more recently, but Obama has stated shortly before he was elected in his second term, that he would see the Middle East peace treaty signed. And we have four blood moons coming up this year. Four blood moons. And the first one is going to be on April 14th. And if you read about blood moons, and you know what I'm talking about, Steve, you read about them in the Old Testament of the Bible, in Genesis, and you find that it's actually a very near time omen, that something happens on or right around that blood moon every time. So that you have Israel actually closing down all of its embassies, not just the ambassadorial personnel, but all of the staff, all of the support staff. They basically vacated their embassies, and they say they're doing it because they can't afford to pay them. And
yeah, there's a lot going on out there. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a lot of events, and of course we're looking at the oncoming of the apocalypse. But I do believe there's going to be the great latter rain, a period of time when there's going to be an incredible revival, though, too, Mark. And we're still not there. I would say that what we're looking at right now are the wars and rumors of wars, the times of trouble that are just beginning. And I do think that one of the biggest problems that we may have is trying to say that, well, this is going to be the ongoing of the actual apocalypse. And I think we're still a little ways away from it. Not saying that we aren't within lifetime span of it, maybe you and I both. But, you know, I think we're still coming to that due to the fact that there's still a lot of things that have got to happen. And there are times and things in history or just recently, you know, I know some friends of mine who were in Germany, and a lady that was a good friend of mine that was a minister, actually. She went back into Russia after she had escaped from there. But she was in Germany during the times of the bombing of Berlin. Well, and just barely survived. And when she came up out of the shelters, the bomb shelters there, to walk through the streets, the streets were littered with dead people. They were dead everywhere. Then, of course, as you know, and this points out the fact that sometimes even when you escape, there's still trouble. The Russians came in and took her family captive into East Germany, and they spent the next 20 years there, 25 or 30 years there almost. She got away, had to escape, and then finally got her mother out. It was very interesting that they had survived this whole era. But, you know, the fact is a lot of people died and they saw it. You know, they lived through it. And they came back, and, of course, they lived out the rest of their days in relative comfort and ease in the United States. But things like that happen, and there's no question about the fact that we are somewhat responsible, though I don't consider myself responsible for 60 million of abortions. I've been speaking out against abortion since
1978. Absolutely. You're one of the few exceptions.
Yeah, since 1978. I've got articles in a paper that I used to publish against it, and I've been to the rallies and hooted and hollered at the abortionists who were on our state capitol. And I had people saying, let him speak if you disagree. No, he's on my state capitol, this mass murderer. And he's out in the open air. I'm not letting him speak. I hollered at the back, blood money, over the top of my, I was hoarse by the time I was done. ABC, CBS, NBC News, everybody was there covering this thing. And you could hear me howling in the back on these newscasts, blood money. You know, I mean, it just kept roaring. This guy never came back to do another public speaking engagement. His name was Hunter.
I know that you have a blessed life for the things that you've done in your life, Steve. I can tell that by the way you describe your life. You don't have to tell me that you have a blessed life. And when you go that far along with God to where you actually go over the line of your own safety right into potential death, and not necessarily in a quick death either, that's when God knows that you've sold out to him. That's when God knows that you're basically doing your version in your life of what Christ did on the cross, that no man had greater love than he gave his life for his friends.
Right on, man. Okay, buddy. Appreciate it. We've got to go to a break. We'll have another call on the way back. Stay with us.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends. It only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
I like that music. Hey, excellent. Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is with you on the last segment of the program here tonight. And we're going to have Fred come up in just a second. And Fred from Iowa, since this is Night of the Freds, and we said to everybody that we would have Freds, and we did, you know, and we're going to have one Fred return. I'll get back to him in just a second. But I just thought I'd let you know that if you can help Bob Tuscan, do please. He also needs your help. Visit his website, bobtuscan.com. That site is coming along very well, actually. We've got some great articles up there, some good people working with Bob to get this website going, and they're doing a great job with it. Visit bobtuscan.com. Just check out the articles or send the links to your friends or whatever. It does help us because, you know, that internet traffic helps Bob a little bit, and we can continue to work on this. And also, if you can help us at RBN get over the hump here, we're ready for that too. So do what you can, friends, and we do appreciate every one and all for being a part of everything. So let's see if Fred is still there in Iowa. Fred?
Yeah, Steve, heck of a job tonight, boy. Inspiring show. Mark is doing a great job. Now, I come on awful heavy, but I hope we have a Jonah moment, meaning that when he preached before Nineveh, I can't recall how many years, but they had 40 years reprieve because they repented. Now, I'm happy that you're aware of the latter rain, and I believe that it started to pitter-patter down. And and it will grow, and it will not come from highfalutin big time evangelists or pastors, although some of them will be involved. Your young men will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and little children will speak to thousands. But when most Christians, they pray, Jesus, please soon return, come back. I do not make that prayer. I pray that God give us time, give us time, give us time to talk to more people. Now, if you wanted to, you could ask me some questions, you know, and you inspired me because I get rather heavy sometimes. But
no, that's a good point, because this is the great harvest and we have work to do. And, I mean, it's not wrapping up, friends. This is the big push. And on the heels, as you know, Fred, of every great revival comes a great falling away. And, I mean, I do believe that the great revival is still ahead of us. I believe there are still some events, wars, and rumors of wars that are going to come. But the end is not yet. I mean, I don't think we're that close, but we are moving in on it. And maybe 30 years, something like that, 25 to 30 years. I think it may coincide, Fred, with the 2000th anniversary of the death and resurrection. I think that'll probably be the final 7 years of the Daniel's final week, if you like. That's just my guess. Again, I'm not trying to put out too much in terms of saying that I'm absolutely certain of that. But so we're looking at roughly around 2031, 32, somewhere in there. But we still have a lot of events in the meantime. And as you said, you know, there's the latter rain has got to hit this earth. The great harvest is here, friends. And this is one of the reasons why you see these charlatans and fanatics and people like Obama and the Rockefellers and Soros and the rest of them. Because, I mean, this is part of waking people up to see how, you know, despotic and depraved these people really are. But, Fred, how do you feel about that?
Well, Steve, I agree to some extent. I believe the time is a lot shorter than that. And what you speak of wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and floods and tsunamis and all that. But I'm going to say this. The last main event that's going to happen, and it's on the books of every government and I think every country on earth. But the last thing before we have that short 2 weeks or 14 days or whatever it is, when they enforce the Sunday law, if you're not saved then, you have no more time. And that could be 6 months from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. I don't think it'll be that long, maybe 30 years. But when they enforce the Sunday law, you have no more time to be saved. Go on. Yeah. Go ahead.
A lot of things coming, and of course, there's a lot of signs, you know. And, you know, how about if I give everybody your nickel's worth for tonight? And this is something I thought about doing. If you turn in your Bible to the 12th chapter of Daniel, you'll see that there's a strange number of days that are mentioned following the abomination of desolation. Daniel says the temple will be cleansed 1,290 days. And then he says, blessed is he who waits to the 1,335 days. That's a period of 45 days. And if you ask most people about eschatology, what does that mean? They don't
know. I can answer that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the longest, you know, you know what group I belong to, and I use the word group. But the 2,300-year prophecy was the longest prophecy that was ever given. That prophecy happened October the 22nd, 1844. And the people that prophesized it or knew about it, they had the event correct, but they didn't know what it meant to have the most holy of holies cleansed. It's when the high priest goes right into the holy of holies before God, and he is the go-between man and God. But the 70 weeks of Daniel, and the 69th week, the word or the Christ will be cut off. And he preached after John baptized him for 3.5 years. And then 3.5 years after his crucifixion, Stephen was stoned to death. And then, that's the 70th week, the end of it, 7 years. And then the word went to the Gentiles. I could go on for a few hours into detail, but, you know.
Well, we got to run, everybody. We're getting out of time. We're just about a minute or two left here, yeah. But, you know, as I said, there isn't much that gets through sometimes, and we do what we can. And you know, like I said, I give you a nickel's worth, and you got to listen pretty close. And that's what we do. We provide that when we can. And if you're taking notes, you can see some things. And that's basically what we do on the station here, and you know, with you know the network. And we're always open to ideas, and we appreciate the things that people have to offer, of course. You know, but I would just say this, that you know, we're in some difficult times, friends. You know. We are in difficult times, and I just don't want people to be so paralyzed by fear and looking at this as being the great end of all things, because I still believe there's some time left, and what we need to do is get our government back and be busy and occupy till I come. That means like an occupational army, and the first thing we need to do is identify all these evil devils that have gotten into our government and their agenda and take them out of power. What do you think of that, Fred?
All we need is faith, but you do not have to turn your brain off.
Right.
Use
right.
your brain. Okay, I'm done, Steve. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Well, one and all, thank you for joining us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. And we will be back. Bob will be back tomorrow night. I'll probably join him on Wednesday. Once again, get out there and keep speaking the truth. Don't be afraid and stand up for what's right. We will see you again.
Just those crazy ballers out of our town. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballers.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial